common sense is not so common. And in an era where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control, this is the show making sense of all the madness. Broadcasting live from the Arizona desert, you can't dodge the Hodge. Here's your host, Dave Hodges.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. Welcome to our guest segment. Remember, we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we're going to also try to help your body become a little more free. And we're going to talk to you a little bit about, well, what you can do to be healthier in these times. A lot of people's health has slipped. And I've noticed this, too. And listen, I don't mean anything mean by this. In fact, it's out of concern I say this. Some of the restaurants we frequent, we know waitress, waiters sometimes, and I've seen some of them really deteriorate since the so-called pandemic has started. And they've gained weight, the number one thing, and a lot of them just don't look good. And they carry around this depressed mood, and they're still very polite and professional, but I have noticed it in some people, and it's really, really sad. And we've got Ronnie McMullen with us today, and we're going to talk about making healthy choices in an unhealthy world. And the lockdowns do nothing to promote health. In fact, actually, they destroy our psychological health, and they cut into our physical health as well. So I hope that you'll get something out of today in terms of tips and strategies that can make you lead a healthier, healthier, and happy life, because I'm hoping someday we can leave these lockdowns far behind us once and for all. Ronnie, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us, and I'm really looking forward to covering this topic.
How are you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm getting healthier. to answer your question, yeah, I'm getting healthier.
It's important that our health stay above par right now because there's so much going on, and when we get into the fight or flight, we basically get into a dropping the immune system. The brain starts getting foggy, the eyes, we get dizzy. There's all kinds of weird stuff that starts taking place.
Yes.
So it's really important, and really, Twinkies don't feed the brain. Twinkies take away from the brain.
Yes, I would agree.
You know, and a lot of these women, you know, some of the mature women, they know how to cook. And so they go, you know, I'm going to cook a lasagna, and then I'm going to make some big pie. And this is good. It really is. But it'll put the weight on you because I think I'll have another piece. I think I'll have another piece because you're not busy doing other things, getting your mind off of the eating situation. So it's hard to battle the weight gain right now. It's hard to battle eating right. You just have to tell your brain that this might be GMO full. You know, if you're buying organic, that's good. But, you know, if I said, hey, Dave, I'll tell you what. Let's go out to lunch and we'll have a big juicy cheeseburger with some fries and a milkshake. You go, wow, that sounds good. Or if I said, hey, Dave, let's go out for an organic salad with hardly any dressing at all on it. No salt either because it's not good for us. You'd be like, you know, I think I can mow the lawn. I'm good to go.
Yeah, and I'd say, too, and we're done. We can do that exercise called laying on a bed of nails. So, yeah, give me that organic. No, we don't romanticize about organic food, that's for sure.
No, you know, salads, I mean, trust me, I love my salads. But salads all the time, cheeseburgers are better, you know, and cheeseburgers has really no value. If anything, it's a takeaway. Even if you're eating the organic beef, it can still be a takeaway. So changing our food and our diet is probably the most important time right now, and that's not what people want to hear. I mean, you know, you got to have your time off. So if you have a burger once a week or once every 2 weeks, don't even worry about it. You're good to go. But if you're having burgers and greasy deep fried foods and all that kind of stuff 4, 5, 6 times a week, not good. And you're probably going to gain weight. And gaining weight is not a good thing either because then you kind of set yourself up for other diseases. So it's really important to be strong in the mind right now.
The mental part, and I think the spiritual part too, is where it really all starts for people. You have to have some level of discipline, order in your life. You see, when you lock people down, that's what you rob from them, their daily routine, which gave them the measure of discipline they used to regulate themselves.
Yeah, and some of us didn't regulate ourselves and have discipline in those times. So now that we're going to be on lockdown, it's even worse. And this lockdown's not going away anytime soon.
No, I saw today where Angela Merkel said a couple of things. One, we'll be taking COVID vaccines forever. And she said, well, I'll be accurate here, for the foreseeable future. And then she said, we're going to be wearing masks for many years.
Yeah. That one I have a hard time with. I thought that, though, clear back when we were in the beginning of the COVID. And the reason I thought that is because all of a sudden all these masks emerged out of nowhere. And usually it takes a little bit of design time and, you know, time to get the thing in the pipeline and get it going. But these masks just popped up. Boop! There they are. And even the little, you know, 99-cent masks, they popped up real quick, too, almost like there was an overabundance waiting for this day. You know, I could be wrong, but I just think it's quite the coincidence. That's, and I have to say, it's also the plexiglass that divides us and supposedly keeps us so damn safe. That all of a sudden popped up and just was everywhere overnight.
Yeah, I was shocked by that, too.
They didn't have to custom order it. They didn't have to call it in. They didn't have to wait for 3 or 4 months. It was there. Ba-boom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I thought,
agree.
Wow, another coincidence. Wow, well, this is really something that we could get our product for COVID so quickly when we can't even get a box in the mail. Wow, this is great. It's a good thing they didn't mail the plexiglass because then they'd never see it.
The one thing I would say about the masks, I think that could have been anticipated from a market standpoint when we were seeing what was happening in China before it came here. Because there were some pretty dire things going on in China that we were being shown in the media. So I could kind of get that, but I do agree with you on the plexiglass. It was like one day I woke up and every store I went into had plexiglass.
And the tape companies are making bank too. And then another coincidence. No wait. Just have tape to mark off every 6 foot. The 6 foot distancing. I just think it's interesting how we have so many things that were just waiting there, ready to go. Coincidentally, of course, I'm sure it has nothing to do with any planning. And I just think it's crazy what coincidences are having. It's a coincidence about how people are in charge and how they got there. It's really, I think we're living in a big coincidence.
Hmm. You know, you're going to turn me into a coincidence theorist.
Oh, don't do that. No. Just coincidence.
by the way, I just did a podcast on this. The Democrats are asking for Biden to create a reality czar to combat misinformation.
That's a coincidence, too.
Yeah, the word czar, that's Soviet Union talk. Why are we talking like Soviets now?
Yeah, and why is China in the background of everything right now? And why did, in the late 90s, did China and Russia have war games?
Yeah, but right now, China and Russia are not on good terms.
So we think.
Well, yeah.
I'm not sure if I trust anything, Dave.
I agree. Listen. They are our rivals, no question, okay? And in 1940, it had been stupid for France to have trusted Germany. I hear what you're saying. I do.
I just don't trust because, you know, our president that went away is supposed to come back, and that never happened. And all we hear is all this stuff. And just everything, I think it's the old saying, nothing is like it appears. You know, it appears a certain way, but it's not that way. And I just wonder, you know, the people that are running everything, they're covering their tracks, they're doing it quickly. That's the big question for me is why are they going so fast with the executive stuff? Why are they? Is that another coincidence? Are we in a coincidence world?
No, but I think Biden doesn't trust the legislature. So he's deferred to executive orders.
Maybe so, but most of everybody's been bought, paid for. So I just, you know, and here's the thing is, so we're not allowed to talk about anything. And if we do talk about it, it's going to be censored, and taken down. And now they're bold enough to say, don't talk about anything or you're going to be censored and pulled down. And so what do you do with that when that mimics the 30s? Another coincidence? Or is it history repeats itself?
Well, it just called one side wants to control the narrative, and let's not pretend it's not going on. But this stuff has a way of boomerang, and I want to get back to the health in a minute, but I want to answer your question. Mike Lindell, you know, my favorite pillow.
Yeah. Man.
You know, he hasn't done anything wrong. He expressed a belief in a candidate, in a belief in a set of circumstances. He did not violate any laws. He did not incite anyone to violence. And yet, the retailers that were selling his products all turned on him and collectively said, we're not carrying your stuff anymore. Here's what the left does not realize, in my humble opinion. America hates a bully. Absolutely hates bullying. And they champion the underdog. And what's happening to Mike now is he's not being boycotted, he's being boycotted. His sales directly from his factory are at record levels.
Yeah, you can't, you know, and this is like the church over in China too. I remember that years ago. They're saying you can't have, you know, Christianity here in China, blah, blah, blah. And all it did is make the church stronger. So you can't, you know, it's kind of like if they go after our guns, that's fine. But you know what? That ain't going to work.
No,
and
it's
they
not.
Know it.
No,
and they
will
it.
Not work. No. The one thing, though, about the health thing that fits into this paradigm is, like Newsom, he kept open his state government gyms while he shut everybody else down. He allowed strip clubs and casinos to stay open while he closed churches and, again, health clubs. And but the thing I would say, though, as we kind of get back into that topic of health, is that your health is what you make it. I mean, they can keep you out of the gym, but they can't keep you from being fit.
Right.
And we still have the last say on fitness. And honestly, I think if we come out of these lockdowns at some point in time and we're healthier, I honestly think, Ronnie, that what we're looking at here is a nation who will rise above the pettiness that we're being ruled by.
Well, we've talked about this on the show before. You know, eating is we love to eat. America loves to eat. And I think it's 70%+ are overweight or obese. And so we do love our food. But in this time to get healthy, supplements are important, but I would also tell you, if you kind of sidekick and go on intermediate fasting, you're going to have less of a food bill. I noticed my food bill cut in half, and that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you don't want to do it with your kids, you know, but for yourself. I mean, this was kind of the way of the world for many times. A lot of the spiritual leaders took long fasts, 40-day fasts. So this was something, and it was to clear their mind. So if it's to clear their mind to get spiritual and to connect with the Creator or the infinite intelligence or God or however you want to put it, if not eating and clearing is clearing your mind and your soul and your heart for connection, then what does eating do? And you wonder if you just turn those tables back and say, okay, if I eat all the time, am I farther from God? And maybe so, because we're taking care of who? Us. So I don't, you know, there's some questions there to be asked, because our consciousness level in this world has got to raise, because the consciousness of the leaders, and not just the leaders in America, I think it's around the world, their consciousness is not even awake. They're like dead conscious, unconscious, whatever you want to say. They're not about other people. They're not about a connection with God other than I am God and you're not. So if we don't raise consciousness in this season and this time, and it's a hard time, and it's going to get, you know, I hate to say this, it's going to get worse, then we could be in some big trouble. And we're already kind of in trouble with with our leadership. And, you know, I mean, here's another thing. Are they going to take our supplements away? Are they going to force, you know, force VS, or are they going to force, are they going to force pharmaceuticals on us? Like, okay, well, you have diabetes and you have to take this. Well, no, I want to take something natural. No, you have to take this, or otherwise.
Well, we're already seeing that with the pandemic. And we're not seeing it arbitrarily across the board 100%. But let me give you an example. Facebook is now reversing itself because they don't want to get sued. But hydrochloroquine, which was proven to be effective in the 60s, and the president, or I should say Trump, when he was president, championed this. Facebook came out and says, no, you talk about this and we'll take your site down.
That makes them a doctor, doesn't it?
Well, my point exactly. But to go on to a further point on this, they're dictating treatment. They're dictating that you'll take the shot, but you can't do anything else. You can't talk about vitamin D and the benefits, or having type O blood. You know, these are things that have been shown from the CDC stats. Hello, YouTube censors who are listening. The CDC stats are saying this, that these are mitigating factors that lessen the effects of COVID. But what we're seeing is a real bias towards, you got to take the shot. And there's talk about mandating it. Airlines are saying you won't travel without it, so forth and so on.
Well, you know why.
Yeah.
You know why they're going after the airlines and using these huge mandates for the airlines? Because they want to own the airlines. If you own the airlines, then you tell everybody when they can and cannot travel. Period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
End of story. Don't even need a mask. But you'll wear a mask. Maybe you'll wear a whole headgear. I don't know. Coincidence?
Well, Ronnie, I can get by without flying.
Oh,
that's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying?
I can, too. But, you know, I did, like, go to Scotland, and I liked it. I enjoyed it pretty much.
Well, my opinion on this is that you asked the question, are they going to dictate treatment? To some degree, they're already seeing it, but I want to talk about something that you triggered a thought in me on when you were talking about mandating treatment. Will they control supplements? You asked that question. Well, you know about Codex Alimentarius,
yeah,
I'm sure.
They've been doing that for years.
And I believe under Biden, because this is right up the alley that he's going, they're going to try to really ram Codex down our throats, and they will be controlling the supplement market. Like in Germany, what is it that I read here? Correct me if you know I'm wrong, but I know I'm in the neighborhood. Today you can walk into an American store and buy a bottle of vitamin C for about $15, $20. In Germany, you have to get a prescription, so you've got the copay cost. Then it costs somewhere around $60 to get it. It's double the cost of what you'd pay just over the counter without the medical visit.
And it's probably through a pharmaceutical company.
That's exactly what it is, right. I think it's Merck, if I'm not mistaken. But I have read where the European Union has really made inroads into Codex Alimentarius, and the pharmaceuticals don't want competition. And it's funny. They spend their time putting down supplements, and then they turn around and want to control the supplements that they say don't work.
What they're really saying is
we don't want competition.
Yeah, that's the funny one. It's like, you know, you can take all the vitamin C in the world, but it doesn't work. But here, let me write you a prescription for it.
There you go.
I mean, it's like, really? And you know, I don't know. This is, you know, there's those that believe that this is the end of the world, that we're coming to it. I don't know if I believe that, but on the same token, you have to wonder where everything's going as well, you know, because you can't find, I thought to myself, adverse effects are huge. So when everybody's rushing to go get their sedative, my question is, how many people are dying from the sedative? And that's not printed anywhere.
Well, here's what I'm going to say about the vaccines, and I know it's early. But when you watch primetime TV and the pharmaceuticals are on, half of the commercial contain the black box contraindicated warnings that if you take this drug, these things can happen to you.
Yeah.
And here's my concern, and I brought this up to my doctor. he asked me what my intention was to take the vaccine. And I said, well, you know, I've got a health condition here. And I said, it might be contraindicated. And I said, and I told him, I said, here's what concerns me about the vaccines. It's the only medication I'm aware of where they're not talking about contraindications. Now, pregnant women has come out now with one of the vaccines. I forget which one. I think it was Moderna. Moderna saying, don't take it if you're pregnant. But that's the only contraindication I've read about. And that's impossible. There's no medication that's that perfect that doesn't have any side effects. Never.
Well,
anywhere.
They skipped the animal studies, so that tells you something right there. And how much testing do they have? There's, you know, a good vaccine usually is about 9 years worth of testing. Why does this one not have any testing? But FDA says, okay, it's okay to use.
They would say because it's the emergency nature of the situation. See, that gets into testing, Ronnie. Listen to this one. On April 18th of last year, the FDA Acting Commissioner Hahn came out and said, we're not going to require independent validation of the test result claims for the people testing for COVID. He said, because of the emergency nature of the situation. I go, whoa. So in other words, you're just going to take the word of a company that's developed a test, like a PCR test, to determine if you have COVID or not, but you're not going to make them validate their results? What company would ever say, well, we just spent $10 million developing this, and our research says it doesn't work, so guess what? We're out of money, stockholders. No one's going to do that. And right. Then he doubled down on that order in May, and he said the same thing. And let me tell you where we've ended up today. Uh-oh, we're getting close to conspiratorial, but it's not conspiratorial. It's fact. In Maricopa County, where I live in Arizona, one of the largest counties in the country, the flu rate is down 93% over a year ago. But the COVID rates are at record levels.
Doesn't make sense. That's a coincidence.
Same thing is happening in the UK. Their flu rate is the lowest for 130 years, but yet they say they're raging with COVID. And I'm wondering if the tests aren't so broad that they're inadvertently giving, you know, leeway here for good intentions, inadvertently picking up the flu as well as COVID.
I don't know how to fix this. I mean, you know, like, let's just say you or I became president. How do we fix all this?
I don't think there's an answer.
That's what I'm thinking. That's where it gets really scary and really gets, you know, messed up. Because if we became president, you know, and people say, oh, I know what you do. You get rid of all the, you know, all the swamp. And it's like, okay, so let's just say I got rid of the swamp. Everything's good. I'm not sure, Dave, if we can turn this around, if we turned it around today.
No, you can't turn it around.
Chemicals in the air and the water, I mean, we can go on and on and on.
Bingo, you're right. And our government has identified these. That's the thing. This is not conspiracy talk. I mean, there's a reason why we have an EPA and a Center for Disease Control. These are supposedly the reasons why we have them. But you're absolutely right in what you're saying. Now, back to the animal testing thing you brought up. I think that's really an interesting point. But I'll take the government side on this, okay? And I'm assuming good intentions. If you feel you have an emergency and you say, hey, getting it to market is more important than being 100% sure of the validity and reliability of the product, we're going to cut some corners here because we might save more lives in the long run. I don't say I agree with that. I think that's a reckless philosophy. But I can understand why some people with good intentions might think that.
But if you
think like a doctor, unacceptable.
So we're going to take a car. It's not quite finished. We haven't tested it. It's brand new car. I mean, and like, you know, Billy Bob back there just put it together. This is not a car that went through a factory. And we're just going to trust that that's going to get us to New York. And that we can drive 80 miles an hour like we can drive our normal cars.
You don't hear me disagreeing with you.
So here's my thing. Okay, good intentions, bad intentions, and intention is important. I wouldn't get in that car. I'd be like, no. I'd rather have a horse because at least the horse is going to be halfway safe. Might take longer, but the horse is good to go.
Well, I asked the doctor about the fact that there's a lack of contraindications with the vaccines. And he said, that's because there aren't any. And I said, you've got to be kidding. I said, what other medicine can claim that kind of efficacy? He didn't have an answer.
I think they need it. You know that thing that goes, beep, this is a test. Mm-hmm. This is only a test. That's what it should be singing over the loudspeaker where you get these vaccines. Because they are a test.
They probably are. We are somewhat the human guinea pigs. Will it work?
Have to sign your name on part of this, you know, study. I think they call it a study. So that says it's experimental. And there are people calling it experimental, you know, I better not say.
Well, I guess, and here's my question. How can anyone mandate an experimental process?
Well, you can if you, here's the problem. Here's the big problem. Let's go all the way. Past the vaccines, past the pandemic, past all this stuff, past the election, we are entering a new phase, and it is called lawlessness. Nothing is law. Everything is lawless. You can do what you want. I think there was a place called Sodom and Gomorrah that kind of mimicked that. I don't think they're there today. Coincidence?
Some people would argue they've been resurrected, and I live in Sodom, and our guest Ronnie McMullen lives in Gomorrah. So, listen, I hear what you're saying. We are ignoring the Constitution. That is a valid claim for lawlessness. In fact, the left wants to tear down the Constitution. In fact, you can be profiled now as a domestic terrorist if you're promoting the Constitution.
Oh, and right, lawlessness. You know, let's take away our guns. Let's make everything that we do wrong, make it right. That was what Sodom and Gomorrah was about. Everybody think it was a sex deal. It wasn't a sex deal in Sodom and Gomorrah. What was wrong was right, and what was right was wrong. And that's exactly where we're going today. I mean, and again, history repeats itself. Is this coincidence or is this just history?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I would agree with you. But within this paradigm, well, first of all, I mean, what we're missing here, too, is just to talk about normal human nature. There are people out there, like the people that want Biden to appoint a reality czar. They would have you believe everyone's motives are pure and no one would ever put money ahead of human safety. I mean, I'm serious. Hey, I guarantee you right now, they get a reality czar, that's going to be the mandate, okay? There's no such thing as greed. Greed is a conspiracy theory.
Even though they have fear and greed meter on CNN, I know. But there's no such thing. Okay, all right.
I know. Okay. Yeah, listen, I hear
that's
you.
Good.
But here's what we're left with, okay? We know we're dealing with, in the best case scenario, a flawed system. We know in the worst case scenario, we're dealing with greed, avarice, and people who put their own agenda ahead of the welfare of others. Okay, and if you don't believe me, how many drugs have killed how many hundreds of thousands of people, and there's been court cases about this?
With good intent?
Yeah, there you go. There you go, Ronnie. That's exactly right.
So it was good intent. We tried.
But here's the bottom line, okay? I had a college professor one time said, it was in a psychology class, he said, your freedom is the space between your bars, the bars of your prison. And within those bars, we can exercise some choice. Some people's bars are wider than others. Some people can pass in between their bars. Some people can't. And within the freedom that we have available to us, and I want to say this, been granted to us, not granted by God, but granted by the left, we still have some choices we can make. So let's focus on healthy choices. What should the average person be focusing on with their health in these difficult times, and mental health as well as physical health?
Beautiful segue, but I'm going to back up just a second because I want to talk about when you're talking about how they and them are. No, I better leave it alone. All right.
Okay.
So yes, let's talk about our stomachs right now. How they're probably jacked up because of our worry, our fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're scared for family members. We're scared for, I mean, people are scared and they're scared also of the unknown. We don't know what's going to happen. Is there going to be a knight in shining armor come riding in on a horse and fix everything? It could be, you know. I want to think that. Or is the devil going to be coming in on a dinosaur, on a T-Rex, and, you know, killing us all? Could be. We don't know. But the unknown will kill us. The fight and flight is going to kill us. So what I thought I would do, and I did, I put on sale on the specials page, which when you go to getthetea.com and you scroll down, it's right there. There's two specials. And they're both really perfect for the time that we're in. And I timed that perfectly. We have what is called GI Joy. And GI Joy is for the stomach. And so if a lot of you are gluten eaters and you don't realize that the gluten is not a good thing for you, this will kind of help with that a little bit. But it definitely helps with your digestion. It helps you feel better when you ate something that didn't agree with you. And that comes with the tea, which is a cleanse. And it cleanses all your stuff in your tract, in your intestinal tract. It also cleanses your colon. So this is something very good for you. And it's on sale. And that's the one of the packages. And the second packages, and of course, always remember, if you put Dave in the coupon code, hit apply, you're going to get free shipping on top of the sale. On top of the sale. Yeah, like that. Okay. The second one, it's all about the heart. That's what we named it. Because there's even a scripture in the Bible that says men's hearts will fail them from fear. If we're not in a fearful time right now, I don't know what time we're in. Mm-hmm. So we need to take care of the heart. And the best way to take care of the heart is make sure that all the blood vessels are nice and clear. That's the niacin. So we have niacin in the special. And then we have heart love, which is just loving on your heart. There's a degree of allicin in there. We usually have allicin advanced, but this is a lower dosage. And so it helps with pressure. It helps with your immune system. It's really wonderful. Your heart just loves this product. And so you have something that's taking care of your heart. You have something taking care of the pressure of your heart. And you have something that is cleaning your veins, which is the niacin. And then, of course, why not go to the stomach? So always you'll see in our specials, we have Get the Tea. We have, you know, Life Change Tea. So all of that's on special. Same thing. If you put Dave in the coupon code, you hit apply, you're going to get free shipping on top of the sale price. So that's a good. And let me tell you something else, too, just to throw it in there. This is not a push. This is just reality. Products are already starting to get harder to get. And that they might skip the codex because then they'd be the big bad wolf. So they might just make it to where you can't get product anymore. So you kind of slowly go out of business, kind of like, you know, the restaurants. Well, if nobody's going to eat there, how do they stay in business? So kind of the same thing. They want this world broke. They want all the money. They want us to be broke. They want us to be slaves. That's what they want. And it's a tough time right now. It really is. And I think where I was going earlier before I started this rant, the left, I don't think it's the left. I think it's what it was earlier that I had talked about, the New World Order versus the Republic. And the New World Order is saying, you know, as George Herbert Walker Bush said, the New World Order, and we will get there. I mean, it was clear as day, the New World Order. That's what they want to, and they all said it. Bill Clinton said it. I'm not sure about Barack Obama, but they've all talked about the New World Order. So that's, and think about it, that means that they don't like the old world order, which is the Constitution, which is, you know, obeying the law, making sure we have police officers. This is, you know, have you ever heard of defund the police? I mean, this is crazy. So all this to say is the supplements could be getting harder to get, which means you're going to order and it's going to be out and you're going to think, oh, Ronnie didn't know how to order his product right. No, I couldn't get the product. So make sure you have a little stash. And I would say if you said, like, how much extra do I need? Just make sure you got enough for 6 months to a year. Your product lasts 2 years to 3 years and actually sometimes longer, but code dates to 2 to 3 years. And so that will get you through the hard times. we're either all going to blow up or we're going to be past this in a year. So let's think that we're going to be past this in a year. That's a better way to think.
Okay. I mean, I think there's a lot of good sentiments in there in what you just said. I would say our demise, though, is going to be caused by our own willful ignorance. And I appreciate you sharing the products. We're going to go back and review those a little later here for the benefit of the people who are listening and go, yeah, I think maybe I need to try that. But in terms of just general health, how would you recommend people start their day? Give them some criteria that they should be following to limit the damage we're doing to ourselves.
Okay, so when you wake up, first of all, get your brain going. And you want to be thinking positive thoughts, like this is a good day, this is great. Don't think about all the negative stuff. And I say this, and I still do the wrong way. So don't think I'm Mr. Pro. But start thinking positive. Think of you know things that are fun to you. If you have a grandson, or if you have a daughter, or you have whatever, think about them. And always thinking about somebody else is always a good thing. So get your thoughts going. Then when you get out of bed, start stretching. Okay? Not doing push-ups, not doing this, not lifting weights. Just start stretching. Because when you're tense and when you're in fight or flight or when you're in fear and all this stuff, you just tense up. If you notice the muscles in your back, your neck, your shoulders, they just become rocks. Okay? Get rid of the rocks by moving your arms. Like, they used to call it the crawl stroke. In swimming class. So just stand up and do the crawl stroke. Take both your arms and go left to right, left to right, left to right. And move your neck, just all different ways. And this will help you, maybe a couple of knee bends. Easy. A lot of us have problems with our knees. So just start off slow. And just remember, everything you do, take a walk. Oh my God. You want to really score some points? Take a walk. And if you're really into, Christians sometimes don't like the word meditation, but it's really a good word. Jesus meditated, by the way. So a meditation is really important. And when you put your fingers together, it's really smart to be thinking about what's your favorite place? If nothing bad was going on and money was no object, where would you want to be? Would you want to be at the beach? Would you want to be at the river? Would you want to be on top of a mountain? Would you want to, where would you want to be? Where is it quiet? Where does it feel good? And when you do that, put your fingers together so that every time that you put your finger together, you're in that place. You're thinking about that place. That place, believe it or not, even if I'm going to use this because it's really powerful. If you don't believe that meditation works or doesn't work and you're like, yeah, that doesn't work, let me tell you something. If you're a diabetic, take your blood, do 30 minutes worth of meditation, and take your blood right again right afterwards. And I'll guarantee you, if you had any kind of meditation at all, your blood sugar dropped. So that is a powerful tool.
That is. Meditation remarkable.
And then let me tell you something. It's not like 2 or 3 points or 4 points. Sometimes it's 20. Just by meditation, 20 to 30 minutes of meditation. Then you can move into prayer if you want to pray for people and all that kind of stuff. So I really can't stress enough that you really need to work on your own body, your own brain. Close your eyes during meditation or open your eyes and like light a candle and just watch the flame. Just stay in the flame because the key to meditation, and I had to go all over everywhere to learn some of this stuff because nobody really tells you. So I'm like, they'll say, oh, sit on the moon. And you're like, oh, I can't understand that. But the key to meditation is focus and being in the now, not in the past and not in the future. And a lot of us are in the future or we're like, oh, yesterday I shouldn't have done that and said that. Where are you? You're in the past. I got to go to the bank today and I got to do this. And then I got to go over by and talk to the plumber. And where are you? You're in the future. Be in the now. Be in the present. You want a present? Be in the present. And believe it or not, you'll start getting stuff and you'll start going. It's almost like you'll be able to figure out your problems. But focus on the light. Focus on God. Focus on an infinite intelligence, whatever, however you name your creator. Focus on that And believe it or not, a lot of prayer is always asking for stuff. You know, can you take care of Sally? Can you take care of this? Can you do this? Can you heal so-and-so? Can you feed me? Can I get more money? Blah, blah, blah. The difference between prayer and meditation, you don't ask for things. Meditation, you just sit and listen. And when you sit and listen, wow, it is incredible what you can hear. It's incredible the feelings you'll get. And again, you can have your eyes closed or you can look at a flame on a candle and focus on it. And believe it or not, this will strengthen your body and they will start, disease will turn. And again, proof in the pudding is if you're a diabetic, type 2 diabetic, take your blood before you do this. Okay? Even if you're new at it and you don't know what you're doing, that's okay. That's okay. I don't really know what I'm doing. Yeah, but you will. Just do it and watch your blood sugar drop. And that's exciting if you realize it. And then you can advance later, and we can talk about it in another show. We can go more advanced. And when you go advanced, you can bring your meditation in quickly in like 1 and 2 minutes to where when you're stressed somewhere or whatever, you can just pull that back and de-stress. Stress will kill you. And trust me, it's a tough time, so I know this one. So, and I say this, and when you can meditate, then you can start working on your diet because your meditation brings mind power. It brings you into the now. It brings you into, I'm not going to think about this. I'm going to do this. And you get very strong in the brain. When you get strong in the brain, this crosses right over to your diet. And you can start going, you know what? Twinkies taste good, but are they really good for me? No, it's probably like taking an arsenic stick. So I'm not going to take an arsenic stick. I'm going to eat the right things, you know. And it doesn't mean you have to eat just a salad every day, you know. Let's be real. But you start paying attention, and you can read labels, carbs, carbs, carbs. Carbs is sugar. And I did a video on my Health Matters Now, and I put a potato up, and I said, what is this? And then, you know, everybody's going to say, if you were in a room, they would say, oh, it's a potato. I said, no, it's sugar. And then they look at you. It's sugar? Yes, a potato is sugar. How about these potato chips? It's sugar. How about this pasta? It's sugar. And when you start learning these things, you know, like, I didn't even know there was a bunch of carbs in meat. There's a bunch of carbs in meat. So that's why they say less in your meat, because of the carbs. Carbs is sugar. And that's what your body does. It takes carbs, turns it to sugar. So all this to say, when you have a lot of sugar in your body, you become diabetic. You have a lot of sugar in your body, you become unbalanced. Sugar's toxic. So even then, some of the natural stuff. And a lot of times, you know, your index will be supportive of some certain fruits, but it's also sugar. You eat an orange, I'll have a glass of orange juice because it's good for me. It is good for you. But notice a lot of the Costcos of the world, they add sugar. We got to make more sugar. You know, you'll have a barbecue rub with sugar in it. It's like, it's almost like you go, what is the intent? Are they trying to kill us? So anyway, watch your carbs, watch your labels, watch your gluten, and definitely meditate. And this will all help your supplements, your food, your organic food, all the stuff you do, and you'll get better. And you'll start feeling better about yourself, majorly, and that's important.
Well, I would feel better about myself because I know I'm on the road to better health. And that's self-empowering. The other thing too, I would add this psychologically, and it kind of goes hand in hand with making choices that you just talked about. When we wake up in the morning and we go through our life, we can choose to pay attention to the positive or dwell on the negative. We know the negative's there. And a lot of therapists will tell people, focus on the positive for a while. Get some momentum going in your life. Develop your confidence. You know, it's kind of like, you know, a putter. Guy goes out on the golfing green and he's putting, and you start 3 feet from the cup to build your confidence, and then you gradually move out. And that's how a lot of people, I think, should start their day. Start their day, and you said it earlier too, start with positive thoughts. The other thing that a lot of psychologists have people do is keep journals, but don't write down the negative things, just the positive. Shape your mind towards success. Because then the body will do what the mind tells it. And so some people think that the key to health physically is to control your mind. How do you feel about that?
I'm in total agreement, because your mind can shut off whether you eat. Because think about it. very rare do we have hunger pains. We have mind pains. You know, you really want a burger right now. No, I'm okay. You do want a burger. Yeah, I kind of do. In fact, you're kind of hungry for a burger right now. Juicy cheese. Mmm. Doesn't it taste good? And by the time you're done, your mind has talked you into eating a burger, and you look at the clock, and it's 10:30 in the morning. You're like, whoa. So the mind is a powerful tool. This is why meditation is so important, self-empowerment, positive thoughts, because your mind can do many, many things. And when you get into that, you become more powerful. You're powerful instead of powerless. And in this day and age, boy, we need to be powerful.
Yeah, but the way I see our government being run, it tries to deprive people of the very autonomy they need to gain control of their life.
Well, and I'll tell you something. They and them, the New World Order, they know who's strong in the mind and who's not. So if you're not strong in the mind, you're useless to them. And if you're strong in the mind, then all of a sudden they watch you. So it's very interesting. And I'll tell you something else about they and them that are running this world. And I've had pieces of this in my own life, but they're fearful. They're very fearful. You can see how they act. The reason they do things quickly is they're very fearful. They're always looking over their shoulder. I'm sure Pelosi looks over her shoulder 100,000 times a day. Because is this the day that I go bye-bye? Is this the day I'm taken out? Because that's how bad a person she is. And she knows it more than any of us out there know it. Because we only see a certain piece. She sees the whole piece. And this is really us in our own life. Is, you know, people see and they, oh, Ronnie's a great guy, or Ronnie's an idiot, or whatever. But really, we know what we are. And that's the important thing, is we need to come in tune with who we are. And if you're not doing well with, you know, your choices and you're being an idiot, that's the wonderful thing. Today is the new day, and you don't have to be an idiot anymore. You can change. And what changes it? Change your mind, change your thoughts, change your world.
Yeah. Everything we're not hearing in the media. Look, I'm not being conspiratorial here. I'm just saying, show me in the media where this is being taught to people. Show me in your schools, except for the gifted psychology teacher and professors like I was. Pat myself on the back here. No one's teaching this stuff. We don't teach people how to make money, and we don't teach people, you know, how to achieve a level of self-satisfaction so they can be their own positive springboard for success.
Making money is, you know, I had so many years that I was poor as a church mouse, you know, couldn't afford to pay attention. It was tough. And later on, money came. And once you learn the secret of that, it's not hard.
No, it's
and
not.
What's really interesting about it is if you obey your gut, most people will be like, but most of the big boys have had gut feelings about business deals, and they've been right. When you let your mind take care of the business deal, usually you get jerked around and usually you're in a mess. But if you do it with your gut and you go, well, I have a gut feeling. Do you know anything about this? Nope, but I have a gut feeling about it. And I know people have made millions off of their gut feeling. So should we be taking care of our gut or should we let it go to pot? That's why I look at my specials and I go, I'm trying to take care of you guys. What are you going to do? Because the tea is going to clean you out and it's going to help your gut. And the GI Joy is going to do great things too and make you feel better to where you don't have stomach aches. You don't, you know, stomach aches can feel like you're having the flu. So when that goes away, you know, or like coffee's a little too bitter and you kind of get a stomach ache with that, or, you know, or you have too much spicy Italian or too much hot peppers, you know, you're like, oh, you know. This is where...
That's awesome. You're making me hungry. Stop it. We got about a minute left. So let's review, because you've got a great product line at Get the Tea. And you alluded to some of it earlier, but tell people how they can make connection with you and your company and start on their personal road to health.
GetTheTea.com. There's all kinds of specials. You can get on the mailing list if you want. GetTheTea.com. Scroll down the front page, and you'll see the two specials there. Put Dave in the coupon code if you want one. You'll get free shipping, and you'll get some great products, something to take care of your tummy and something to take care of your heart And if that doesn't do it for you, go into a look at our specials page or go and peruse the website, and you'll find something you need.
You know what's interesting to me is, you know, here we've kind of just done a cursory overview of health and some of the barriers to health in the system. And I'm not seeing this in very many places. Oh, I mean, there are a few people. Russell Blaylock, I mean, he does a good job of it. But there are not very many people that talk about this. Maybe it's censorship that puts the fear in them. I don't know. But this is what people need to hear.
Yeah.
Because you can find a level of satisfaction and health in any environment you're in. And clearly, America's environment's deteriorated greatly. But there's still the potential to have a meaningful life. And it really bothers me that more people aren't doing shows like this. We're going to have to do more.
Absolutely.
Like this, Ronnie. And I appreciate you coming on. People, getthetea.com. I use Ronnie's products. And I got to tell you, they're good. I'm better for it. Ronnie, thanks so much for joining us, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Take care.